Hello, GWA and GWA Backstage and wherever I post and hi. Wow, that is the saddest laughter I've ever heard. No. But yeah, here I am sitting here almost 2 in the frickin' AM with a glass of caffeine-free Pepsi. And just about to go into this whole lecture of types of moans. Kind of reminds you of a segment from Vagina Monologues, doesn't it? Yeah, but this is only different. This is a little bit goofier and more rambly and so off-tangenty. It's gonna get wild up in here. What the fuck is up with that vocal fry? Ugh, God. But yeah. Last time I talked about types of moans I liked and some that I was kind of indifferent on. Not so much indifferent, but it was like a love-hate relationship with some of those moans. And particularly this one that I am about to talk about is the hentai moan. Yeah, the hentai shentai fucking dentai dental hentai moan is when you. Okay, so many of you know what hentai is. Yes, I'm sounding like I am drunk, but no, I am not. Far from it, actually. Anyway, yes, y'all know what hentai is. And it's when it's basically anime porn. But why am I explaining it to you? You already know. You already know. But to explain hentai to a person who doesn't know what it is, just sum it up as girls moaning like hypersexual chipmunks. And after watching it, you feel dirty and you feel very, very violated. You don't know whether to feel sorry for the girl you're watching or a woman you're watching on the hentai site, or just feel sorry for yourself that you even fucking watch that. You question your morals, and then you just like, see, I don't watch hentai, but I do know what sounds come out of them, as most people do. Oh, crap. Crap. So, here's this moan that you usually hear in there, and I don't know why it's so fun to do it, but it is, since I've worked for, what, 4 or 5 years trying to perfect that high-pitched voice, seeing as my voice is very deep. Well, yeah, very deep to my ears. And, it took me a very good while trying to work my way into doing that register, and because I've heard some people that were around GWA that could do that high-pitched voice so immaculately. Immaculately? Yes, that's the word. And it's just like, well, how can I, an alto, try and do a very girly, very ultra feminine girly voice that tastes and sounds like diabetes. Okay, that's basically what it is. If you listen to, if you, yeah, you watch anime or hentai, I personally like anime a lot better than the sexual stuff, 'cause it just makes me feel weird. I don't really like it, but I do like the sounds from it. I don't know why. I am so conflicted. Help. 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 Okay, but Anyway, let's just question my morals later and just say, okay, so this is what they kind of do with their voices. Like, everything is ooh, oh, things, you know. Oh, God. I'm traveling down the rabbit hole as I speak. I'm digging an even deeper hole. So basically, what it is just they speak like, oh, senpai, I've been waiting for you. That kind of thing. Oh gosh, I think I just gave myself the creeps when I did that voice. Oh God, that's. I'm so used to having my voice this deep, but shooting up to that voice, in a way, while it creeps me out, I find that it's very fun to do. Just to either get on somebody's nerves or probably sexually arouse them, maybe, or anything in between. See, that's the thing. Now, I remember when I used to do that, when I used to work in a coffee shop, and whenever I would go to like the stocking room, for no reason at all, for no reason at all, when I would get some cups or I would try to reach for like the plastic cups, I would go like, and just kind of do some sounds trying to make those sounds as I was trying to reach for the cups. And yeah, that's pretty much how I got my hentai voice almost perfected. Actually, it's far from perfected, 'cause ain't no way am I gonna try and do that the whole entire time and not have my throat hurt. See, that is what happened when I tried to do that. Oh, it was one of those audios I did. It was oh, it was one of those daddy-daughter incest ones where I begged my daddy to rape me or something like that. But yeah, no, and I did that voice the entire audio. After I got through doing that audio, my voice was, it felt shot. It really did. And so I don't see how some of these voice actors, these voice actresses or voice actors, because you do the shota, because guy could do the shota, kind of voices. That's like a male equivalent to a loli, a lolita, a loli. And shota is more like a like that. That's what a shota is. How they moan. Anyway, have you seen these yaois? Yeah. Oh gosh. And then the loli hentai moan is the. Yeah, those. My voice sounds shot. Oh God. If I ever keep this up, my voice will be gone by the end of this audio. See, I don't get how do people do that without their throat hurting after a period of time doing that? I don't see how, I don't really don't see how they could keep that up without their throat hurting. This is the woes of a girl with an alto voice who is obviously untrained in doing these kinds of voices. 'Cause I really do need to have some more training on it. 'Cause I mean, as this is gonna sound really pretentious, but the more and more I got into making audios, the more I kind of wanna kind of go into like professional voice acting, if you could say, because I really want to do that. But there's so many things holding me back, like lack of privacy, that's one thing. Two is being unsure of whether or not I am overacting or underacting. Because I listen back to my audios and there's no in between. I'm either underacting or I'm just fully overacting. Like, for example, yes, I was actually doing the deed when I did a late stage Infernalisms Catgirl script, and it required me to have a savage orgasm. Yes, I was doing the deed while I was recording it, but I got so carried away that I started screaming into my headset once I came, like full on screaming. Like, I was on the point of almost breaking my headset doing the Catgirl script when it came to the savage orgasm part, which I did. Oh gosh, I had so much fun. But there was this one comment that really got to me, though. It was just like, yeah, you didn't have to scream. Yeah, it was true. It was true. I didn't have to scream, but it was all in the moment. I felt I needed to scream, and yeah, once I had that privacy, it just came together. And I just started screaming without even paying attention to how close the mic was to my mouth. And see, that's what got me in trouble. Is with I almost broke my mic. I almost broke my headset mic, which is a good, well, no, not really a good thing, 'cause I've had this headset for going on almost 3 years. This headset has served me well. It has. But anyway, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, the hentai voice. Yeah, it takes a lot of training to do that certain voice for a certain amount of time without having your voice crack or have it completely give out from all the exhaustion that you put it through. See, that's the thing. I need more training on that. I need to, you know. Not only singers get voice training, voice actors and actresses, they get voice training too, I think. Yes, they do. So it would be very tiring. Now imagine this, if your voice was that low, even, yeah, if your voice was low and you were told to do this sort of voice for like a certain amount of time, like almost probably about 15, 16 minutes, and doing, and on top of that, doing the moans. See, that's where it really hurts, is doing the moans while doing that voice. It's a voice killer. Well, not so much of a voice killer, it's more of like a, like, it just puts a certain strain on your voice, on your vocal cords when you do it. And then the amount of breath that comes in when you do the, you know, that kind of thing. It just makes the vocal cords just tense up even more. See, that's the thing, and that's what makes it kind of impossible to try and keep going with that voice. But no, other than that, I think, yeah. No, I just think I'm just gonna make a whole episode out of this with the hentai moans, 'cause yeah, how these voice actors are doing it, I've no clue. Without even voice pitching, I don't think. I don't think you do. That takes a natural talent to do it without any pitching it up, 'cause That's amazing, I think. To try and do. See, this here's a non-anime, non-hentai example. Like Tara Strong, for example, is she does that really high-pitched voice so well. And especially it's imitating a baby as well. I can't do it. Tara Strong can, but I can't. So. Yucky! That was so bad. That was so bad. Tark, don't ever do that again. Yeah, my mic accidentally cut off when I was adjusting myself, trying to sit up. But no. Yeah. Doing that sort of baby voice, the either when you're trying to imitate a baby, imitate a child, or imitate some peppy, high-pitched girl or woman or something. It's fun to do, but it's fun for a while. See, that's what I'm trying to get at. It's fun to do the high-pitched voice without well, your voice is trying not to give out. But see, that's the thing. Whenever I'm in the moment, I would listen back to some of my audios where I would subconsciously do that kind of moan and go like like that, and that's when I feel really slutty, is when I do that. And see, the bad thing about it is, the bad thing about it is when I do that moan, it just seems like, oh, she's just trying to just sauce it up. That's not really what she sounds like. Well, when I have to be quiet, yeah, it does. It does sound like that, but it's not like an extreme, an extreme version of it. Because if I did the extreme version, it would have been like, and like that. See, I can't do it. I can't. I would have to really be in the act in order to do that. If it's like a less extreme degree of the hentai voice of the no, I'm just doing what Filthy Frank did. Oh, Yamate. Yeah, Yamate. Yamate. Please, Yamate. Oh, shit. Yamate kudasai. Oh, God. Yamate kudasai. Please stop. And see, that's while also watching Filthy Frank, I realize what Yamate means. Please stop. Or something like that. Stop, please. Yeah. But how I got into this sort of hentai moaning. See, the only thing. See, the most embarrassing thing about it is I only know two phrases in Japanese while having sex is kimochi and iku. Kimochi means it feels good, I think. Feels good or something. And then iku means I'm coming. I'm coming? Yeah. I mean, that's what somebody told me a while back, because he also loved to do that kind of shota voice or something like that. It was the high-pitched male equivalent of a loli. I think it was a shota. Yeah, shota. Yes, it's amazing how I still remember all this after 5, 6 years since we did that. Oh gosh. Okay, but anyway, no. There were only two things I remembered being in the sexual vocabulary of Japanese is iku and kimochi. That's it. And once I get that chance to do that and do that high-pitched voice, it just falls downhill from there. But still, it's fun to do, and it just, I don't know why. I don't know why it's so fun, but it is. It's so fun to do. I have never tried that voice on any of my exes, in fact, I don't think. I've never had the chance to because I didn't really put much thought into it at the time. I was just more of this, that kind of moaner. I wasn't into this sort of moaning like a prepubescent schoolgirl. No, I wasn't into that. And I don't know, I'm still not into that, but the sound, and I just imagine that it's the voice actor, just the voice actor alone, not the character, the voice actor or the voice actress making those sounds and being the voice actor. 'Cause I don't, it just makes me squick every time I just think, oh, what about, it just, ugh, I don't know why. I don't like hentai, but I like the sounds that come out of them. Which makes no sense. It really does not make that. I think that's what I'm trying to sum up at this point. I don't like hentai, but I like the sounds coming out of them. Which doesn't make any sense at all. It really doesn't. But yeah, that's just this awkward preposition. Not preposition. What the fuck are you talking about, Tark? You're using words that you don't even know what they mean. Proposition. Shit. Fuck me up the arse. Yes. No. No, don't do that. Not without my consent. Yes, I came after tasting this caffeine-free Pepsi. What the fuck? No. Caffeine-free Pepsi is okay, but you gotta have the caffeine. Caffeine is what makes this taste a lot better. But I don't need it because it is almost, what, 2:30? Something like that. And I'm tired. And no, I'm not really tired. I could talk about this all night. I really could. And see, that's the thing. And see, that is the thing. Bottom line is, the high-pitched moans that you hear in hentai, they're a lot of fun to do. They are very much fun to do. I've never tried it on anyone while having sex. I probably won't because it might squick them out. I really don't want to squick them out at all because most of us, we're not into that. We're not into that. I wouldn't even be into that unless my partner is okay with it. But otherwise, it just reminds most of us of little girls, and I really don't feel comfortable with that. But the voice, though, the voice is so fun to do. See, this is what brings me to an impasse here. It leaves me in a very compromising situation. A compromising position. Why do I enjoy these kinds of moans? Why do I enjoy the fact that the voice actor or the voice actress may or may not be a higawing, a higawing, a higawing, a higo, a higa? I still have no idea how to pronounce that. See, this is why I would be a shitty weeaboo. Weeaboo, heeaboo, sheeaboo, theyaboo. All of us a boo. Yeah, I would be a shitty weeaboo because I know nothing about anime culture. I know nothing about hentai. Except, oh my gosh, those moans are so fun to do. I have no idea why I do them. I have no idea why they're so fun to do. I just have no idea. I really don't. And that it is fun until it isn't. When your voice starts hurting, and all hell breaks loose with the voice cracks, and your voice sounding like you smoked 5 packs of cigarettes a day. That is not fun. That is never fun. Never, ever, 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 ever fun at all. So, yeah, I don't know if this is. I don't know if this is appropriate to post, but. It might be, it might not be. We'll just have to see. Because it's a very touchy subject, I think. Hentai overall is a very, very touchy subject. Because you're watching someone who is of questionable age. Questionable age. So you really have no idea what's going on while watching it, except someone's getting fucked and someone is squealing. Yes. Basically squealing. So that's basically what it is, except the fact brings to this, and I think I've repeated this 5 or 6 times. The hentai voice is so fun to do. Why? Why is it fun? Because it just is. It's the same amount of fun as it is for like a bunch of high schoolers gathering around in like a certain area of school making a bunch of sex noises in the middle of class while the teacher is not looking. That's basically, it's equivalent to that almost. It's equivalent to that. Where did that accent come from? Where did. I don't know. I need to shut this off before I even get into more deeper water with the Reddit Anti-Evil League or something. Oh gosh, I hope this rant doesn't get me in any trouble. Other than me just saying the fact that the hentai voice is fun to do at random. Maybe at random, but not, you know. Yeah, anyway, I need to go. I need to go. I've almost spoken this on 30 minutes. And I need to just shut up already and just post it. I'ma do it. I don't. Please don't get mad at me, please. Okay, but yeah. It's a very touchy subject, but you know. You know the hentai voice is very fun to do until it isn't. It isn't. What kind of accent is that? Until it isn't. That's almost like a Spanish accent. Barcelonian kind of Spanish. Oh God, what am I talking about? Just get off Audacity and just shut it. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this ramble, and yeah. Darkest Trooper forcibly signing off.